is that you can tell when people are connected to the vine. Amen. Because I feel peace over him, and he comes in here and just does his best and just lets God just help him up here. Sometimes we just got to get away from worry about what I might do wrong, how I may. You know what I'm talking about. And I feel in people's heart when you get around people that you can tell are connected to the vine. That's what I'm feeling in my heart that we're going to really talk about today. There's something different about them. Here's the thing. We all can be connected to the vine, and we all can be saved, but what Jesus wants us to do is bear fruit. Will preached last week, right, Will? Bearing fruit, you stepping out, and probably had a little fear, tried to come in. Okay, well, what happens is it didn't come from God, right? The Bible tells us fear didn't come from God. I faced that many times. Every time I was starting to preach, I'm like, God, I cannot do this, and I am way not worthy. And I would get afraid, and I'm going, how close is the restroom? Because I got to go to the restroom 15 times because of just this built-in flesh nature that was constantly trying to disqualify me and what God has for me. And that's all of us, amen? That's what I believe we're going to hear a word today. For 30 days now, Pastor Mark told me this week there was going to be a word that he wanted me to bring. And I believe everything that we've been doing over the last 3 or 4 weeks has brought it to a place for the revelation that I believe God has given to me. And I've spent many, many hours in it to be able to just bring God's word. It has nothing to do with me. But I know when God gives me an assignment, I take it serious. I'm like, God, I don't want to miss this. And Lord, I pray that your people will have open hearts and open minds to receive it because you purchased me back with the blood of your son, and I want to be worthy for that only because I'm surrendered. Not because I can do anything in and of myself that matters. We're going to learn about that too. But only through the surrender can I say, Lord, flow to your people. Amen. And it comes from so much love. Let me tell you how you abide in God is you love people. I love people. I used to not. I used to think everybody was mean to me or treated me bad and stuff like that. And lately, you know, I can tell you that in the last few months, this compassion in my heart grows more and more. And I love people to the point that I'm like, God, I can't understand that you can love people more than I do. I think about my family, my children, and that compassion just breaks me and it's tangible to the touch because there is power in the love of God to the point that by the touch, it can set us free from all kinds of junk, trials, tribulations, because you know what the enemy says doesn't matter. We're going to learn that today. All the time lately, I'm like, God, I just have so much love. I'm just continuing to, I want to operate in more of it, though, too. And I want to stand in the anointing and speak it with power and authority the way that he assigned me to do it today. Amen? And we have to just honor and listen to God. And the closer I get to him like now, I'm just like, oh, how big of fools we can be. Chasing a world that's not offering us very much that counts. And we're going to hear about that today too. We're not being offered a whole lot that matters today. Amen. If someone's getting something different, right, shout me down because I'm going to tell you something. We're not getting very much that counts. And it's clearly in his word, and we're going to learn that. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to get into this. And here's what I believe that God's going to lead us today, because I had 15 pages last night at 4 o'clock. I woke up. Now it's 5. So I don't know where we're going, but we're going to pray. I try to get very organized, but then let the Holy Spirit lead us today. Amen. He's got a word for every person here. Every week is an appointment with God. Every day he has something for you because his word's that big, and don't sell him short. He's way bigger than we give him credit. Woo! Somebody needs to hear that today. Somebody's facing a battle today that you think there's no way. Oh, there's more than a way. There's a way that will bring so much victory that you'll look back and here's the deal. The Bible tells us you won't have room enough to receive it because it's so good. So those doubts and fears are going to leave today. Amen. I'm believing that. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we come to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, and through this time with you, you've given me a good word, and it's about hearing you. And God, today I believe we're going to hear from your throne by your word, and it's available to us. So God, I just pray you open the hearts and minds of everyone here to receive it. God, be with me as I deliver it. God, that everything that comes from this pulpit, God, would honor you and would be from your throne. And so, God, we just bind up any plans or schemes of the enemy to try to steal this word, and we cast it out in Jesus' name. God, go before us today, around us, behind us, and carry us through till we have greater victory. We have salvation today in this house, and more victory and more of you in us in Jesus' name. Amen. I say that when I'm going to give a lot of testimony today, okay? I'm going to testify today because by the word it tells us, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, so I stand on the fact that God can protect me under that, right? So if I give testimony today and honor God, it's under the blood of Jesus that I can tell you how big of a God he is. And he tells me to go forward and don't be afraid. Every time I speak, he's like, Mark, go forward and boldly proclaim that I purchased you back by the blood. And the love is so good and so big that it cannot be defeated. There is no reason to quit. Even when I stumble and fail, I have this something inside me that just says, press on. Amen. And it's all in the Word. Somebody here needs to hear that. You need to press on to that next step because pruning's good. We're going to hear about that today. Who's being pruned with things? You know what pruning is? We're going to get into that today. I've been being pruned. Seems like I'm being pruned all the time. And it's not fun at the time, but I'm telling you what, there brings a harvest. And it brings fruit. Because God will only get the glory for restoration and redemption in Jesus' name. And we never will. I had to surrender to that. The people are going to point at me and go, Mark Ward did something about that. If people ever look at you or look at me and say, well, Mark Ward did something special, you tell them, no, my Savior did. And because of that, I'm just going to do what he called me and purchased me back to do, and that's proclaim how good he is. Woo! That's good. Because here's what I'm telling you. It's all about him and my life, and I know that. And that's why even on my worst days when I'm stumbling around going, God, I'm not worthy of you today. And he goes, Mark, did I send my son or not? Is your sin over there? See what I'm saying? The east from the west. We got to remember that today. Okay, so does anybody in here have a $100 bill? Is it in their pocket, really? Does anybody have one today? Do you have one, Luke? Ronnie, you got one? Ronnie's got a $100 bill. I'm going to start with this. We got to laugh for a minute, but I'm going to make a point here. Ronnie's going to give me a $100 bill. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Anybody else got one? $100 bills, anybody? Oh, here's what I know about Ronnie. I knew he'd be here today, and this would happen, by the way. Oh, did you already know that? Yeah, I kind of felt like you'd have a $100 bill today. But here, yes, it's a good one. Okay, so here's my point. I'm going to use an analogy, and we're going to laugh about it, but I'm going to make a point here. The people that study these, what's Confederate and what's real? Counterfeit. There's the word. Good grief. Woo! I studied that word for a long time to get it out. It's counterfeit or it's real. Here's what they do, and I didn't realize this till I learned about this. I look at this $100 bill and I study it to perfection. Then I begin to notice anytime somebody hands me one that's not real, I recognize it because I know what is real. Woo! And I know what's true. They don't run around studying all the fake bills to figure out which ones are still fake and how many more fake ones I can be presented to. They only study what's real so that when I'm faced with something that's not real, I begin to recognize it and then I can cast it out. That's all they do. They never want to put their eyes on anything that's fake or counterfeit. I'll probably mess up that word again. So I'm going to give you that back and I'm going to give you 10%. That's a 10, by the way, on that 100. Ronnie's going to take that 10, okay, because 10%, I borrowed that. I'm giving you 10%. God only wants 10% back, right? Okay, so give me that 10 back real quick. I'm making a point here. What do I got? Where do I find my? I'm going to give you that's my 100. That was in case you didn't have 100. I had a backup plan there. I've got a 1 here somewhere if I can find it. There it is. So I'm going to give you a 1. So I'm giving him 1. Is that 10% of 10? Okay, if $1 is 10%, okay. And then he's going to give me that one back, and I'm going to give him a dime if I still have my dime. Is that 10% of 1? Okay. So I have $111. Did I make any money off you, or is that just, you made 10 cents. Okay. Yeah. I wanted us to see that, and I also want to do a quick dib on tithing there because it matters. make us understand what 10% is. My gosh, my 10% when I started giving to God changed my life. I went from not making enough money to pay my bills to making 10 times more than I needed. Woo! Gave above and beyond. All through the miraculous that I had hit in my knees, said, God, I don't need it. Not only do I need it, I don't want it. I just want you. See, you can hit a bottom. I'd lay down here, but at one point I'm laid out flat on the ground because I don't care. I got nothing else to give to my King except for a hallelujah. So you know what I'll do? Give him everything I got. I've been at that place. Anybody else been there? Because here's what I'm going to tell you. It's healthy. Woo! The greatest victories in life that you're going to find come on the other side of the trial, and the pruning takes place. And if we trust God and attach ourselves to the vine, He has victory in everything. And it's not the things the world's going to tell you it is, and we're going to learn about that, okay? It's not the things that the world tells you it is. It's better. Wow. Okay? All right, so I got rid of my parable. Anybody get some out? It's real. So we're living in a world that is bringing us so much counterfeit that we're looking at all the counterfeits so much. Do you realize how many counterfeit bills there can be to try to study them all? When really there's just one God. There's just one Jesus. There's one way to heaven. And when we focus on that plan and the vine and His Word, and we learn everything about that, we hear from God. Because what you're going to see as we go through this, that everything that is not real, everything that is not true is not of God. And that's how God speaks to us. Woo! So here's what I'm going to tell you. Praying's a two-way street. Okay, I'm going to get into this. So when I pray, how many people have been praying? You first start praying, you're praying. And I'm talking about people that actively pray, that are at that stage. You're not behind. God can bring you to that stage right now in a second. So no one's behind here. But when I'm actively praying, as first I was just praying, there's nothing coming back. It's like talking on the phone. No one's talking back. Amen. Has anybody been there? Well, I prayed. I hope that worked. Thank you, God. And then as I began to pray and get in His Word and start to figure out what was in my life that needed transformed, and I started giving God things and started digging into here, this revealed to me what I was working on. In case we didn't know it or not, the Bible tells us that the Word became flesh. I'm also holding Jesus right here. And when I go to the throne room and I go through the portal and I say, I come to you, God, in Jesus' name. I come to you by the power of His truth and the power of this Word. When I walk in this Word and I abide in this Word, I understand the truth. It sets me free because everything that's not of this Word, I recognize and I say, I don't have time for that. And that's how I listen to God. We get so confused listening to so many things that we don't know what's God and what's not. There's one simple plan today. The Bible tells us to abide in this, seek first the kingdom of God, and whatever this tells me is true in my heart once I know Jesus as Savior. If it comes from here, it's true. We have to conclude right now as I go through this. Well, let's do this. Who wants to increase your ability to hear God today? I do. This is what I went through. I'm praying we do that, all of us, including me, okay? So the second would be, how many of us want to talk to Pastor Mark or Pastor Cody that was up here or somebody else because we believe they're hearing from God? Let's be honest. I had a whole phase in my life. I can just, as soon as something's happening good, I think I figured it out. I better call Mark and make sure he confirms it. That's okay. Is there any of us that have not been at that place? You know, and when we come and we hear somebody and we hear the people in the prophetic team comes and we want to go get a word from them, it's because we get to a place that we believe they're hearing from God and I can't. So we still need words. I'm not saying that. I go up for words. I got great word this week from our prophetic ministry. But they may be hearing something from God that I need to hear that's different. But they're connected to the vine too. Woo, and it's bearing fruit. It's bearing fruit in my life. And I'm bearing fruit in everybody's life around here. I pray because it comes from the throne, and all I am is extension of the vine, because God's probably going to speak to you something from the Holy Spirit today that I have no idea. But if we're connected to the vine in here, it's going to come straight through. A lot of times Pastor Mark is done preaching, and I go up and tell him what I heard. He goes, "Wow, our message had nothing to do with that, Mark." Amen. Have you ever done that? How many times you come in the presence of the Holy Spirit, you feel like that God was talking straight to you? How many would say it happens every time? That's a big God. That's a big God. People are going to get set free of some things. Today, I feel it. Name of Jesus. I'm going to go to John 8, 31, 32. Then Jesus said, this is the key. This is what I went to that this all stems from, okay? Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We've heard that, right? I'm going to go up there and I'm going to point out a part of this. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, how many times have you read that? And God showed me, Mark, if they don't believe me, they're not hearing me. Something changed because you started to believe in God. And God would say, now believe in me. Amen? Woo! So what I'm telling you is, the first step in faith is salvation and just saying, God, I trust you. I believe you're true. I believe Jesus Christ is your son and died and bled on the cross for my sins and it was risen again the next day. And now I'm a believer. You see, in this situation right here, the Jews believed him. He's walking on the earth. They believed him. And when they believed him, he said, then you abide him, if you abide in my word, once you're a believer. Okay, so if we're all believers today, this tells me that the next step is to abide in his word. Then I will know the truth. Then I will be made free. So how many are believers today? You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm believing most of us are. Okay. Now how many of us are actually abiding in the word enough to crowd out the voice of this world? Woo! How much more time do I give? I don't have it up here. I can't believe I didn't bring it. I'm going to have Travis, somebody bring my phone up here because I'm going to need it in a minute. How many times do I put more time into this or my phone? Yeah. Ouch. Okay, here's the deal. We're all there. Okay, but God is wanting the movement. He called me today to come here to start to make us understand. Thank you. Here's my phone. And we're going to use it for in a minute for a reason, but thank you. So what I'm saying is we have to abide in this, and we're going to get into that further. But what God pulled out of that, he goes, those who believe him. So as I was putting all this together, I kept going, I got to start over. Got to start putting this word together. Got to start over, because if I don't get back and explain the fact that we have to believe God first, it doesn't matter. If we don't understand and believe God and know that we're saved by grace through faith, I'm saved today, and get to the point that I believe God, I'm not going to hear from God, because there's just too many voices that I'm going to believe rather than looking at the one true God. Amen. And you know how you look at him? Right here. Okay? And it's powerful, and I'm going to get to a place, and I'm going to testify in a minute, okay? So this is my introduction, the Word and Jesus, John 1:14. I want us to see this, so I got to line this up before I can even get where I want to go. And the Word became flesh, this, it manifested the power of God and his glory, manifested Jesus. Do you see what I'm talking about? The Word became flesh in our Savior, and it's one and the same. Man, I get a hold on. Man, when I'm really struggling, I don't know what to do. There's been times in my life I sit down in the chair, and without even reading, I just put it on my chest and say, God, help me. I've been in a place I'm just going to hold on to it. And it mattered. I was holding my Savior. It's torn up. Because I needed to tear it. I spent enough time in it to tear it up at one point. I was abiding in this. And it was life-changing for me, and we're going to get to why. I'm going to use the word of my testimony a lot today, okay, when we get to the end of this. Let's stay in the Word here. So we have to understand that the Word became flesh, and then I'm going to move forward to 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's good. So we know he's true now, right? We know he's true. He became flesh, and he's the only truth there is. To hear from God, we have to know Jesus, who is also the Word. I want to get to the word abide in now, because abide means this, accept or act in accordance with. I looked up the definition of abide. This is how you hear from God. I'm giving us a plan here, and I'm going to lay it out really good because I want all of you to go home and pick this up, because when it does, it'll change your life. It changed my life so radically that everybody was like, what happened to him? He's off his rocker. I had a period I was the off the rocker guy that has lost his mind, okay? Are you there? There's people that'll go, what happened to him? No, you found Jesus, okay? And you found it in a great way, all right? And there's no limit to what he will do in your life if we keep trusting him, okay? The Word of God is absolute truth. Can we conclude that the Word is absolute truth before I turn the page? Are we good? Okay, we're going to turn the page. Now, I want you to say it takes faith. It takes faith, okay? So I'm going to go, what is faith? So I look it up. What is faith? I want you guys, we're going to start doing this in a minute. I'm going to go through a hearing from God training that I do here in a minute so we all can practically do the same thing. I'm going to give you what I do and see if it helps us, okay? See if it helps anybody get closer to God today. So Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you know what immediately I do, and I'm going to go there right now just because I feel prompted. It's telling me that things that I see may not be what I need to be looking for. Now, come on. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I gained a huge revelation. I had a dream, and God revealed to me, stop looking at things that are not going to help us because we need to hear the Word of God and quit looking at the wrong things. Seeing throughout this Bible gets a lot of people in a lot of trouble with our eyes. Okay, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it says it twice. I think that means multiple things. Here's what I'm going to tell you. When God spoke the world into existence, He spoke it, and it's right now we're able to hear it. He's not stopped speaking. This is a spoken word, and the manifestation of the spoken Word of God is why I'm standing here. God's Word is that powerful. You see, the spoken Word of God is all around us like this. Okay, and it's available to us, and the more I abide in His Word and it starts to open up to me, I start going, my gosh, there's more for me, God. Yes, God is speaking right now. It's never ending. He's speaking to us all around you right now because of that spoken Word. I'm hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm able to hear and I'm able to hear by the Word of God. Listen, if you're just hearing and He created everything by the spoken Word, you're hearing God. Woo, it's in there. Now that we need to define it by hearing by the Word of God. And if God didn't want us to hear, He wouldn't say it twice. There's so many reasons it says hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Do not be deceived because we're all looking at this 24/7. I'm guilty, guys. I'm doing a better... I'm going to tell you. Well, I can't get ahead of myself. I'm not going to get ahead of myself because I believe this is good. So then faith comes, so I'm building faith. So if I was looking up things, I would look up faith, and I would look up hearing, and I would look up ears in the Word with my heart open to God because I trust Him, and everything it says I would accept is true, and now I'm hearing God. Ooh. So right there I go, oh, faith comes. Well, what is faith? We just told you, the evidence of things not seen. So I'm going to get evidence of things that are not seen is faith. And if I need faith, how do I get faith? Hearing the Word of God. God just spoke to me. And you know why? I feel it right here. That's what changes in you. That's what changes when the power of the Holy Spirit comes in your life and it gets bigger and it bigger and it wells up through His love. And everything that comes through here, I've been prayed up and I believe that God in this Word will never leave me astray. I don't want to take it out of context. I want to hear the goodness of God, the fullness of God. So it'll change my life. And it will manifest and change my children and the people around me, my mom and dad, my family and everybody. But we all have a choice. We all have to surrender and we have to humble ourselves. Okay? So we're getting there. How do we hear God? I'm going to try to speed up. I'm going to just go wherever God tells us to today, okay? The conclusion from these two statements is that faith comes from hearing and is the evidence of things not seen. That's what we just decided. If we are all on the same page and agree that this is true. To hear is good. To see may not be good. That's why I wasn't a very good reader when I was a kid. And I was really simple. So what before I started writing books and God just expanded me into doing different things, I was that simple. Hear good, see bad. That's what I would have took out of those two scriptures. Seeing's not only bad, but the Bible tells us we need to see with our heart. It tells us sees with the eyes of our heart. If I see somebody talking about me and I really saw with the love of Jesus out of my heart, I would love them instead of hate them. And I have a choice whether it's coming from the fruit of the Spirit of my heart or my selfish pride. And the one inside of it doesn't like that person. we're supposed to love them. It's hard to love the people that's after you, isn't it? Well, I've been getting pruned in the last year or so, and I'm like, God, why are you pruning me? He's like, Mark, I just want you to go deeper. God's not pruning me because he doesn't like me. He loves me. And he just knows there's more there for me and my family. You know what he's going to do is prune me so that I can go forward. And it's good, and he loves me. And sometimes I just won't let go of that pie. I just won't let go of it. I mean, I'll hold on a little more, and I'll tell somebody else. I just want to hold on to it. And how many times have you ever just done that and fall, and then it's all right there for you? Has anybody else done that? You finally let go? Wow. It's a lot. We're all going to be a Holy Spirit restful today. I know I am when we're done. Okay. So I searched for ears and eyes. I was going through that because of a reason here in a minute, I'll tell you. I want to go to 1 John 2:15 and 17. Here's what we're dealing with. Now that we've got the truth, we know we need to abide in the Word. I'm going to go into this, what it tells us, because this is, God goes, this is their problem, Mark. This is what I felt, because as I'm reading the Word, I get into abide, I get into different words, and it led me here. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So let's look at the words. We're going to leave that right there, because I just told you I have to seeing was not good. Didn't I say that? So as I'm searching seeing, I go on the web. Now listen, I go to Bible Gateway, wherever. I learned this on my own. I go to Bible Gateway, and I go, what's it say about seeing? What's it say about eyes? And the first place it led me is right there, and God goes, that's our problem. Because right here in the middle it says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So what are we looking at that causes that lust of our eyes? Guys, it's everything that does not line up with this word. Everything. I think our brain automatically picks out certain things, but it's everything that doesn't line up with the Word of God that our eyes take in is not from God. It hurts, but it's true. And I believe your spirit man will tell you right now that it's true. We're spending too much time with what we see. So as I was researching, so what did I do? I just heard from God. How do I hear God? I went to eyes. What does seeing tell me? And I went to hear, and it said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. And you know what my spirit was confirming? True. Yes, it is. Pride of life. I'm prideful. I got to win every game. I'm a better coach. I'm a better. We become God. Adam and Eve in the garden. We're going there in a minute. We become God. My plan's better. It's all about me. Everybody exalt me. Mark Ward's a great coach. When I started figuring out that Mark Ward's not a very good coach at all, I began to coach better because I was coaching the way God wanted me to. I've had people tell me, you're not the same guy. And they've said it in a negative way. And I go, no, I'm not. I'm a better guy. Because I'm trying to coach the way God would lead me to coach and not the way the world would. You see what I'm saying? Because the worldly way is going to fall out of this category. I'm just using me as an example because a lot of people know that I coach. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. How much of that are we getting every day? Whew, heavy, revy, right? I'm guilty. We're all, guys, if you're here today and you own a phone and have a family and you live in America, the enemy's doubling down on that and bringing it to us in bushel baskets and pouring over on us. Let's just tell the truth. And God sent me here today to start this message and put it out there and tell us that for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, and I've got to get back to following this word and abiding in this, because when my life shifted and I started losing track of this, was because I spent too much time in this. When I didn't have one of these back there, I spent it in this, and God was all around me and consuming my life with the Bible, with his word. And it was life-changing daily until I began to be distracted by this. And I'm going to go there now because right on the back of it, it has an apple with a bite out of it. The first thing it'll tell you is that silly, but I want to go, is it? Woo. Because the enemy's, there's this gap and it's getting wider because we're calling good evil and evil good. And that gap's getting wider and wider. And if we don't know the truth, we won't know the difference. We're going to be deceived one of these days. And so far away from God's truth that if we don't hang on to the vine, we're going to wither like it says. We're going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. Wow. I mean, as I'm reading it, but you know what all that is? Hearing and hearing by the word. I just follow these plans and I put this together. I have a lot of years in doing it, wrote a lot of books doing it. But the same thing I'm telling you about seeking God, to just get in here. And it became easy because this also, fast-tracks me finding what's in the Bible. So I use knowing it, call it holy, and use it for good is what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? And get the good out of what the Word tells us out of there. Okay, so does everybody understand what we're dealing with? I think we knew. I spent a lot of time on that, but I want to tell you how I got there. Eyes, hearing good. So we're going to go to the next page. Oh, I had this statement. Let me say this. By this, I learned to be careful with what my eyes see. This confirmed from my heart that the word was true, and I just heard from God. I need to be careful what my eyes see, Mark, because the pride of life and the lust of your eyes, and also maybe go lust of my flesh. What's that? What's the pride of life? What's that? And I started looking at pride, and the word told me. And as that word told me, I know I was hearing from God, and I can feel it in my spirit. And then it just begins to expand, and I just dig into the word more, and the word just comes alive. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to go into that one too. I'm going to go there right now. I did that so much that I wrote three of these books over about a 7-year span. I actually have three of them. I only have one of them here. And I really didn't care if anybody had them, but it was spilling over me so much, and I was gaining so much revelation, I had to write it down. And at the time, I wasn't even going to make a book or give it to anybody because I didn't care. It was just so exciting to get that much revelation from Jesus out of his word because it came alive to me. And I was hearing from the Holy Spirit in a way like I never had before. And so all I wanted to do was pick this up and read it. Oh, man, it came alive. I'm going to get into some more of that in a minute. I want to hear you say that in testimony, that God is that real and he's life-changing. And we have to be willing to stand before man, stand before our family, and stand before other people and tell them it's true. And not be afraid that I'm going to do something or I'm not worthy. The enemy's going to try to do something. If God can't protect me from what I've been through by now, then he's not God. We need to proclaim it with victory and go out and tell the people that God is good. Amen. And he loved me enough to send his son so I can have eternal life. And you know what else he told me? I can have victory here and now. I don't have to wait till I die. The victory of God stands right here. And what we need to do is tap into the vine and find it. Find out what's good and acceptable to the Lord. And have no work with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather expose it and bring it to the light so it'll be made manifest and I don't have to deal with it anymore because now the enemy can't hold it in judgment against me again. Bring my sin to the light. Expose it. Let the light shine on it and God will give you peace. The Bible tells us to rise from the dead and wake up and God will give you peace. I'm just quoting scriptures. We're going to get there in a minute. I got ahead of myself. Okay, are we good? Is everybody good? Okay, it's a lot, and I know the Holy Spirit. I know the Spirit of God's here, and I actually, there's some words for people. You guys mind if I go there? Jen, God still has more for you. He does. Broken things are not broken in heaven. They're healed. Amen. They're mended. And you've done a great job of seeking God and doing that. God just wants to tell you, I'm proud of you, and it's not broken in heaven. It's glorious in heaven. I'm speaking that over you, okay? It's good. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go back to that John 8, 31, 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, hey, believed him, that's how I'm hearing God. You are my disciples indeed. The truth will set you free. Okay, so I want to get to the word abide a little bit more. So I'm going to go to John chapter 15. If you got your Bibles there, we're going to read that because this is going to be the bulk of where we go. And I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, but it's important. I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Stop. God just spoke to me and said, I've been bearing fruit. I'm in him, so he's going to prune me. when I get over there and I start the ways of the world. I hate having to work in a business where most people I'm dealing with, it's out in the world at times. Because I just start dealing with so much junk, it's hard to stay connected to the vine, brother, isn't it? It's hard to stay connected to the vine when most everybody around me is connected to the world. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, what happens here? How do I stay connected? Okay? So I want to go into this. That bears fruit, he prunes. So I have to know that there's a season of pruning coming for me at some point. Recognize it, go straight through it, and learn all I can from God so I'm more victorious on the other side. Wow, winter season, warring season. I've been going through them. But I've stepped into a spring season now, and I'm seeing the power of God just really ignite in my life and my family right now. Like I've never seen it before. I'm trying to stay faithful during the pruning. faithful during the trial to get to the other side of that. Can you imagine the trial when Moses walked up to the Red Sea and the fires on the backside and they're all sitting there and then God just delivered them right through that? How many times in the Bible does God deliver his people because he just, here's what it is. I'm going to prove to you that I'm God. Because I'm going to show up, Mark, when you've said, I don't have anything else, God. You know the times that God showed up in my life? I don't have an answer. When I finally don't try to fix it myself, the last place we go is truly go to the vine. How many times has that happened? Instead of just staying connected. That's good, isn't it? We got to stay connected. Okay, so I'm going to go on. Already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. I can bear no fruit today. You're not hearing from me today. I promise you, if it's not connected to the vine. Wow. I'm going to go back up. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Unless you abide in me, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. God just spoke to me right there. When I'm putting this message together, how did I hear from God? He just told me without him, I can't do anything. Woo! Now I'm going to tell you about the thing the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life, and everything that we're chasing. God just told me right there, if it didn't have to do with him, it means nothing. Zero. If we live in a world that's the spoken word of God, and we live in the presence of our Lord and Savior, and this is his word, then anything that doesn't line up with that is nothing. But the world's going to keep telling you that it is. Oh, it's important. Oh, I got to do that. I don't want to give that up. How many said that? How many still dealing with something they know they got to give up and they don't want to? Ooh. Been there, done that. Like Pastor Mark says, T-shirt and the cap. I got the whole deal there. Something I don't want to give up. I don't want to give up my money, for one thing. I want to hoard it all and keep it all. Do you know what I found out? The more I give, the more I get back with God. And a lot of times it's not financially. I believe he'll bless me for being here today somehow, for being obedient. Okay. What I want to just get out of that is we have to abide in the Word. And hearing God is just hearing because we are the manifestation of his spoken word. Right here, as we sit here in this room, we're able to hear God. He's all around us. He's all consuming. And he's got a plan for me each and every day. The enemy just doesn't want you to hear it. And he can show you good things. The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I'm going to skip ahead there. How do I reattach to the vine? How do I reattach to it? If you don't feel connected to the vine, what I'm talking about right now, I'm going to show you how you reattach today. Winter season, does somebody here not feel very attached? If that's you, I'm going to show you how you do it. You just do this. And go dig in. And you can reattach to the vine. God's that good. His grace and his mercy live forever. I don't care if you messed up last night. He's just saying, if you abide in my word, you know the truth and I'll set you free. That's what the word just told me, guys. If I want to just get into this, you know how I get free? Just get into here and believe it. Get into this word and believe it, and it's going to set me free even if I was messed up last night. Amen. Isn't that good? Gosh almighty, I went through that. I'm like, that is so good, God. Ooh. Okay, so I was going to do this. I'm not going to go there, Trav. So if I typed in love right now, I'm going to give you an example. It's going to bring up love is patient, love is kind. Goodness, you see what I'm talking about. Love is patient. Love is kind. Okay. Well, you know how I hear from God? I get in there and go, love is kind. And my heart goes, are you kind, Mark? No, not really. Are you patient? Not at all. Are you? And I start going, okay. Okay, God, you're speaking to me so much right now just because I believe it's true. And my heart starts lining up with, I can feel and hear that word's right. Mark, are you patient? So I'm going to challenge you. Get in a Bible gateway and let him unfold a great message to you. When I looked up seeing and hearing in the Bible, it brought me hundreds of passages, especially on hearing from God. But as I read through them, it was just my spirit man just said, no, it doesn't line up. It doesn't light up with where he was taking me. Oh, that one does match up. like we did with the eyes. Lust of the eyes matched up with what we've seen. Faith doesn't come from what we see. It comes from what we hear, not from what we see. So it led me to lust of my eyes. So I don't need to trust what I'm seeing, but what I hear from God. So I start following the word that way. Is what I challenge you. Get on Bible Gateway. And this opened up in me. I'm going to tell this testimony right now. That when I was writing these books and doing this, I would sit down there. And I'm just giving you this for you. Because I've already had this talk with God. This has nothing to do with me. It's just that it was so good and so alive in me. I'm just like, I have to write that down. Do you know who got C's because I just got passed to get C's in college and writing? Me. I'm not good at English. I wasn't good at speaking. Scared me to death. I can't do this. God can. I can't play the guitar. The Lord can show me how. Okay? Then we manifested. I brought this picture. I'm going to get this out right quick. And I'm just giving you some of the things that God did. Okay? So we did Team Spirit. I started traveling, and I wrote a whole thing about Team Spirit, about parabling sports to life, and all these people went. We had our own band, and we traveled, and people getting set free, all under the manifestation of listening to God and staying attached to the vine. But at no point in time, because I was purchased back with the blood and on my face, I just wanted to please God. Do you know what I have in return for that? Nothing other than all the good things. Family. Life, love, hope, goodness, peace, joy, and He takes care of me every step of the way, financially and every step of the way, and everything that I've done in my writings and traveling and things. But I had to watch myself. I didn't really have to watch myself, and I'm not watching myself today. I know He purchased me. From the bottom, I don't deserve any of it. In fact, I can't receive it, and that's why I weep. I get up here and I worship, and I weep. Because God's that big. Because I feel the power of God in my life. And I know how much He loves me. That He would do all this for me and my children and my family and my future. And I don't deserve any of it. That's good, guys. That manifestation, look at this and I go, I'm sure, how did I even do this? Because you're connected to the vine, Mark. And I just need you, you know what God just needs? Someone's got faith. One thing God gave me was a measure of faith, praise God. And an element of trust. Okay, so I'm going to move through this. 11:42. Are we good? Is everybody getting something out of this? Okay, there's more, but the Holy Spirit's really downloading. I don't want us all just to go into a slumber, okay? Are you with me? Okay, everybody getting something out of it? Okay, so we're going to dig in and abide. That's what God's telling us to do. I'm going to more now because I'm like, whoo, you got more on my website. I've got like 100 blogs. So markwardministries.com. I'm going to start going on there again. And I may start doing video on there because we're so fascinated with watching. I'm like, maybe I'll just do video. I'm like, because no one's reading anymore. You know, I'm asking God, what do you want me to do there? Because all those blogs, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I had a word about something and I'd just go search it out and write it down. And I'd boom, 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 boom. Just go, 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 go. That's good, God. I knew it was from Him because it mattered. I knew it was Him because the love came out of my heart. The fruit of the Spirit. I don't have it in my words, but can you go to Galatians chapter 5 right quick? We're going to do this just right quick. This is what hearing God is. I should have put this in here. Galatians chapter 5. Somebody needs to write this down too. Ephesians chapter 5 is about bringing it to the light. But I love Galatians and Ephesians because both of them are chapter 5, and God gave me a way to present this. But I can come back to it, Trav, if we need to. Just the fruit of the Spirit. I think it's second part because the works of the flesh is... I should know the exact one of the... Guys, I'm not that good. I don't know the exact... I know it's Galatians chapter 5 and 22. Is it 22? Perfect. Okay. I learned my stuff. And I know in Hebrews I've got my faith. And okay, there we go. But the fruit of the Spirit, there it is. Number one is what? If I can tell it's God's love, I know I'm hearing God. If I can tell it brings joy and peace, I know I'm hearing God when I'm abiding in His Word. Long-suffering is also patience. In this world we live in, guys, that's my hardest one. I don't like to suffer long to get to my spring season. I don't want to be pruned long. Patience is terrible. People that know me go, Mark can't sit down or shut up. So I know myself very well. I'll admit it. That's why God has me preaching, I think. Okay, so I just wanted to get in that. If it's kind, good, and faithful, here's what happened the last 6 months of my life. I found out through some trials that very few people are just kind. How many people right now, when you go through life, their first choice is just to be kind? The ones you probably know are connected to the vine. Because our first choice is just to not be kind. You'll start to know them by their fruit. By their fruit, the Bible tells us you'll know them. And you can feel it. You can tell when God has got a hold of somebody. Okay? All right, so resist the enemy, counterfeit world that is talking to us in bushel baskets. I have that on here. A statement I wrote down. Our lust is causing our struggle. It is not of the Father, but of the world, and America is given doses of lust in baskets, and we consume it hours at a time. Let's just tell the truth. People need to hear what I just said, and they need to let it resonate in their heart so that we can start getting back into this and get rid of this apple. I don't want to get a letter from Microsoft or Apple or whoever. I don't want to get a letter from Apple. You know what I mean. The apple with the bite out of it. Okay, so I'm going here and we'll be done. The temptation and fall, Genesis chapter 3, and I'm going to go to verse 2, and then I'm going to roll in and wrap up. Because I already went through my testimony stuff, so I'm about done. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, spoke it, she heard it, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. How many of us go, well, I shouldn't do that anymore. Oh, it's okay, just one more time's okay. No, you won't die today. No, it's not going to hurt you today, Mark. Whew. How many guys deal with that? Is everybody with me on it? It's true. Okay. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your what? Your eyes will be open. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's when we start to believe ourselves as being God. And whether you know it or not, we all think we are at times. You know what difference between you and God? I'll tell you the difference. I learned this week. The difference between you and God is he's not trying to be you. I heard that and I went, wow, that's me, God. How many people? God of my home, God of my job, God of my children, God of my everything, right? Now, let's be honest. That's what we're seeing right here, right? You want to be like God. But her eyes were open to the idea. Her eyes were open to the idea that went against the spoken word of what she heard God say. So the revelation, the heavy, and Pastor Mark talked about it for 2 weeks. He goes, bring him that revelation because we need to hear from God and quit trusting our eyes because it's all through the Word. I challenge you to go look up seeing and hearing and go where God leads you, and you're going to hear from him. Every one of you are going to hear from him if you do that. Go to your word search, hearing and listening versus seeing. There's a difference between listening and hearing, too. You get your dog, you have your dog, and I had a pastor do this, so I can't take credit for this. He'd go, you're such a stupid boy. Yeah, you're so stupid, you're so stupid. What's the dog going to do? Oh, he loves you, right? He don't know what you're saying. You see what I'm getting at? There's a difference. We're listening with the right ears. Listen, when I abide in the Word more, I got to take it there. My capacity to hear grows. The more I abide in the Word, the capacity to put this spoken Word inside of me grows. I can take more in and understand more. But if I'm not in it very much, my capacity to hear it just slides off. You see what I'm saying? I've got to open up the capacity to hear God. And I do that by being more in the vine. I'll get through this. I'll be done. Man, I'm just telling you, I could preach till 2, okay? I know y'all got to go. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good, what'd she do? Saw. I mean, that's just how God does it. Saw, it's with her eyes, that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. Pride of life. It's going to make me wise. God's got all the wisdom you need, guys. Satan can't make you wise. Only God can do that. She also gave to her husband, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. Ouch. We all got clothes on today. Something happened. Amen. Yeah. Because they're ashamed of being separated from God. That's all about their eyes, though, right? So here's how this dream happened. I had a dream, and in this dream, people are like, well, you can't dream. Yeah, I can. Because this entire book, there's about 40 different dreams that I've had that God just brings to me. Not for me, it's for you. He can do that for you, is what I'm saying. Most of these are just for me because he was showing me stuff, okay? But I had one dream, and this friend in my dream that I really trust, I was looking around. I didn't trust anybody. I was scared in this dream. I didn't trust anybody. People were talking about me, and I was going around, and I saw a friend of mine. He had 2 ears on each side of his head. He had 4 ears. And he was a man I trust that I know is connected to the vine. And I knew I could trust him because he was hearing and hearing by the word of God, because he wasn't just hearing with the ears of what he hears from the world. He was hearing from God. And God showed me that there was one person in this setting that I knew I could trust, because I knew that guy was hearing from God. And you know what he was going to have for me in my life? Grace and mercy. I've been in a place I didn't have any friends. I needed God's grace and mercy. And you know who the people loved me back? Pastor Mark, that had grace and mercy too, because he was connected to the vine. Don't we want to be like that? That's why I'm so open. If someone's find the Lord and seek of the Lord, come on. I want to just grab him and say, come on. Because he's got more for you. I want to be that person to help that process and whatever God leads me to do. Okay. All right. I do want to go to James 4:7. This is one we miss, and then I'm going to wrap up and pray. I think I skipped way ahead of Travis. There it is. He's really good. Travis doesn't get enough credit for all he does around here, by the way. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Do you know what my heart spoke to me when I read that? And how many times have you heard this said? Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. How many times have heard that? Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You just need to resist the devil. Do you know how much power I have to resist the devil at times? Not very much. Okay, now let's read before that. Therefore, submit to God. Why do we leave that out? I don't know how many times I've read this, and I heard another pastor preach on this. If I'm submitted to God and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, then I have the ability to resist the devil and he'll flee from me. But listen, if I'm not submitted to God, if I don't trust him, I don't believe him, don't believe that he's going to speak to me through this, how in the world do I have the power inside of myself to resist the devil? Adam and Eve did, and they were in the presence of God. Woo! Okay, we need to give ourselves way too much credit for being God. God's not trying to be us. I heard that, and I'm like, man, that is so true. Okay, and then the other one I want, 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world, things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Where's your choice at? But I love to do this. I love seeking that. Sometimes we love the things in our flesh. You want to be empowered to get away from those things? Do this. Abide in this. Okay. Our eyes deceive us. I'm going to finish with this. David saw Goliath. He listened to God. Goliath wasn't very big in David's eyes, right? Because his heart was lined up with the Word of God. Daniel saw the lion in the lion's den. You're no different, guys. I will bet that you have, that the things that we're facing in life are not as ferocious as Goliath and the lion. Okay? Moses saw the Red Sea, heard from God. Here's an interesting one when I looked up seeing. Samson saw Delilah. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And just this quick bit, Samson was blinded. And what went away? The lust of his eyes. And he heard from God. If you know that story. That's just my own, that I gained through this. That was me hearing God. He just revealed that to me in the process. Wow, wow, wow. And that capacity grows because I learned more of this. Oh, yeah, it attaches to that. Oh, yeah, I read that once, God. And then you start attaching this puzzle together and find out the word's complete and it never leaves itself. This whole entire thing is complete. never leaves itself. Eve saw that the tree was good and was deceived. And we don't even want to go into Sodom and Gomorrah because we're close to that. Maybe we should. Okay. That's good. Did anybody get anything out of this? Okay, I'm gonna close. I went through my testimony stuff. This is why we say, have the courage to step out. It is from God and true. If it's from God and true, you don't have to defend it. Here's what the enemy would do to me. I'd hear something from God, and I would start telling people about it, writing a book. I'd start proclaiming something that God was telling me, and the enemy would try to discourage me in it, and I'd be like, well, maybe I need to, and I'd start trying to defend it. Well, one time, and another time, and it was all about me trying to defend it. God has clearly showed me in my lifetime, especially in the last year, that if something is true, I don't have to defend it. You know who will defend me? He will. Maybe patient and long-suffering. But when it's all said and done, he's going to defend the truth. Listen, God cannot not defend his truth. We either live in this world that he can defend it or he can't. Amen. He's going to defend it today. Okay, so I'm going to call this out there because I need everybody to hear this. Who has been deceived at times right now, looked at the wrong things? That's me. We can all proclaim. How many of us are chasing the things of the world more than we need to? That's me. So you know what I start doing? Bring it to the light. Ephesians chapter 5. It'll be made manifest. When I bring it to God and left it there, it never had another sting. Because God just goes to the enemy, get behind me. Get behind. God's had me in life like that at some point. At times like right now, I'll promise you, I know and I trust that God's going to go to the enemy. Because the word tells me that he's got me. As long as I operate in the truth. He'll hold you right there, especially when it's time. He may let me prune so I can bear more fruit on the way. He may prune me a little, which is no fun, okay? So here's the question. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This entire message came because I had a dream about a guy with two ears, and I was trying to figure out why it was someone I could trust. So I just got in here and abided, and he gave me this word all the way through it, and it led me to right here. So we've lost the sight of the kingdom of God already. And you know how you can see it again? Be born again. Amen. Okay, stand up with me just for a moment. We're going to close. Hope you got something out of that. I took the full time. I go, I'm going to be short and be done. But is everybody good with that? Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. It's good. Okay, so I want us to, I'm going to pray for us, and I do know there's a lot of people that need more of God today, so I want you to follow me in this prayer of salvation. If you know the Lord as Savior, and I also want you to pray this with us, okay? Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all of his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father God, we just thank you, God. I thank you so much for this day. And Lord, I'm just raising my hand right now. I repent, God. You can raise your hand with me. Just repent to God of those things that you need to lay aside and we need to change. Father, we just repent collectively today of chasing the world and not abiding in your word. Father, reveal to us greater revelation, more of you, and let us see your fullness that you have for us, God. Continue to grow us. Give us more capacity as we abide in your word to hear from you. And God, we trust you with our lives and everything that we are, that the plan's good. And I pray that we all just seek you more going forward today and the days to come and every day for the rest of our lives. God, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. It's good. You are dismissed. The pageant's up here right at 2:30. Miss LHS is at 2:30 for anyone who wants to go to that. Thanks for coming. I hope you heard something good today. Amen.